Culinary superstar Alton Brown will be coming to the Ulster County Performing Arts Center Thursday, November 17th at 8 o'clock. The show is a pre-Broadway warm-up and a follow-up to the smash Edible Inevitable tour, where fans can expect more comedy, talk show antics, multimedia presentations, and music. But Brown is adding a slew of fresh ingredients, including new puppets, songs, and bigger and potentially more dangerous experiments. He is the author of the James Beard Award-winning I'm Just Here for the Food and the New York Times best-selling sequence Good Eats, and host of TV's Cutthroat Kitchen, Camp Cutthroat, Iron Chef America, and Good Eats on the Food Network. Alton Brown on Broadway happens November 22nd to the 27th at the Barrymore Theater. To talk about it all, we welcome Alton Brown to the Roundtable. Sir, very nice to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for reading my entire resume. That was nice to hear.
You've done quite a bit. You've done a lot.
I try to keep busy. You know, you sit around and you get stale, you know, so you got to keep moving.
At what point did it become obvious to you that doing this type of thing, doing a live show in front of a live audience, was something, A, that you wanted to keep doing, and B, what I presume is the case, that you enjoy doing?
Oh, I do. I do enjoy it very, very, very much. It's probably my favorite thing that I get to do all year long. You know, the understanding that it was something that could happen really started probably, gosh, maybe like 15 years ago when I started doing, people that make food shows typically do a fair number of live cooking demonstrations or some kind of live show. And, you know, I would start doing those, you know, kind of piecemeal when people invited me to festivals, or sometimes you might get hired to speak to a convention or something like that. And I always enjoyed those, but I was always frustrated by the fact that I couldn't make it bigger, you know, because they're one-offs. You can't do that. If you're going to really build a show, then you've got to have a tour. And I don't know about you. I was a child of the 70s, and I really loved variety shows. I mean, TV shows like Sonny and Cher on Carol Burnett, those were shows I really loved. And so I just slowly got this idea of doing a culinary variety show with everything that you would expect from that kind of entertainment. And once I launched the Edible Inevitable Tour a few years ago, I think there was no question that I was going to keep doing it for as long as I possibly could, which is why now we've got a brand new show, Eat Your Science, and are lucky enough to be going to Broadway, even for only a short run, only 8 performances on Broadway. Still, it's Broadway.
It is indeed Broadway. Do people still come up to you, knowing what you do and knowing your work on television, do people still come up to you and say, okay, but what are you going to do for two and a half hours on stage?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting that a lot of people will come just kind of on faith. It's like, oh, we love your show, so we came. And I'll talk to them afterwards. They'll be like, we had no idea what was going to happen. And we had a great time, but we had no idea. And I like that. I like the fact that, you know, this is not Good Eats Live. This doesn't look like anything that I've done before. The DNA is there. I mean, there is most certainly, you know, I don't think anybody else would be doing this particular show but me. But, yeah, I mean, the show starts with, you know, a big rock and roll song about food science with me playing guitar. And people are like, what? But I think that by and large, the audience falls into the groove of things pretty quickly. But, yeah, it's not really like anything. So it's hard to say, oh, well, it's like this and this. It just there isn't a good comparison for it.
At the end of it all, does it come down to what you're trying to talk about and the subject matter is still food?
It is. And I like to say at the beginning of the show that it's 2.5 hours of me doing stuff no one will let me do on television, which is true to a good extent. It's all food related, but it is all definitely content that would not make it on a television. The demonstrations are not practical for regular people. They're big and they're strange and they're what I do late at night in my garage kind of things. You know, the comedy is probably not the kind of thing that certainly Food Network would want me to do. And let's face it, nobody's going to let me sing songs on on television. It's just not going to happen. So, but in the end, you know, it is still all around food, because I find that in the end, we are all interested in food. We all have positive feelings about food. Food brings us together. So it's like when people are coming together for something food-centric, there tends to be a really strong positive energy around it. And that's one of the reasons I think the shows are so much fun for me, is that there's just it's a big old room full of love, and not necessarily love for me, but love for food, which I think we all share. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we don't get along about these days. You may have noticed that, but right. Everybody likes food. Everybody likes food. And we tend to, the more that we understand the science behind food or the anthropology or the history, the more significance it has. And I think that that's a very enriching kind of thing.
So let's talk about the science aspect, because just even in photos that you see from the show, I see you more in a lab coat than I do in an apron and a chef hat.
You know, lab coats are a lot more practical than aprons are. They protect a lot more of your clothing, and I tend to like them. Everything that goes on in the show physically has got science in it, behind it, under it, over it. Even though things get pretty wacky at times, they're still always touching back to science and scientific ideas, but hopefully in a way that people find enlightening, entertaining, and then maybe even practical.
When you talk about the practicality, when at the end of the show, you hope people will go home, of course, being entertained, but to have what aspect of practicality that they can bring home and perhaps include in their daily lives.
If nothing else, like I'm not giving away tips and hints for how to home cook in this show,
right?
But I think that I hopefully am making people a lot more curious about certain things and giving them more appreciation for some very simple foods. The actual foods that we work with in Eat Your Science are very elemental foods that everybody loves, at least I think everybody loves. And so hopefully there is some practical takeaway, but also kind of just thought-provoking or even philosophical takeaway of being more mindful of certain things, more appreciative of certain things. And in the end, I really just want them to have a great time. If they come to the theater for, you know, two and a half hours and have a really great time, I'm good.
Which is, yeah, it doesn't get better than that. So you're coming to the Ulster County Performing Arts Center Thursday night,
indeed,
8 o'clock, and then you'll be on Broadway. And does anything change other than that sort of idea that, oh, my God, I'm on Broadway? Will anything change about the show?
The only thing that'll change, no, not a bit, no. We're at the UPAC there in Kingston on the 17th. I'm playing Rochester on the 18th. And then rolling into New York, and nothing about the show is going to change. I've made some specific changes to the show for Thanksgiving that will be, you know, in going on there and in Kingston. So, you know, we've added a new song that's about Thanksgiving. There's some Thanksgiving elements throughout the show. But what is seen in Kingston is what's going to be hitting the stage at the Barrymore.
And what kind of cast do you have? I mean, it's you, but obviously you have other people here.
I have some helpers. You know, I have some assistants, because there's a lot of mechanical stuff that goes on. But most of the labor is by volunteers.
Yeah.
I have a volunteer in both the first act and the second act, and they do a lot of the work with me. And that, of course, I have no idea who that's going to be on a night-to-night basis. So that makes every show very, very different, because we don't plant people. We just pick them, and whatever happens, happens.
So, and I don't know how the rules work, but potentially you could be up for a Tony. Is that true?
You know, that's kind of like saying, you know, we're just releasing a CD that actually just coming out called Bitter Like Me. That is a collection of songs from the show. And somebody said, well, you know what? You could be nominated for a Grammy. And I laughed just as hard and long. I don't know what the rules about that are either, but that is not something I will be holding my breath for.
Well, you're on TV, so you could get the Emmy, and then you get the Grammy for the album. the Tony for the show, and then you're just one away from the EGOT.
Yeah. Well, you know, no, two, because I think you really need an Oscar and then a Nobel Prize. And then a Pulitzer would be really nice as well. Yeah. I do not think in terms of awards very often. I mean, I've got a couple and I keep them tucked away. I think the second that you start kind of dwelling on awards, you stop doing what you're doing for the right reasons. If it happens, hey, that would be lovely, but I am not. I don't even know that 8 shows on Broadway qualifies you for.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I don't know how the rules work.
Yeah, probably not.
But they're giving you a theater for a week. That's good enough. You're on Broadway for a week. That's very cool.
I'm on Broadway, but, you know, I think they'll let just about anybody rent them if you've got the money for it. You know, the thing about Broadway is, you know, it's an expensive place to put on a show. Those rentals aren't cheap. They're in big old New York City. But you know, when I think about the people that have been on the stage that I'm going to be on, it's rather humbling, because there have been a lot of great actors and actresses that have been on that stage. And then here comes me with my little culinary variety show, and I will be very respectful of. To walk softly.
Alton Brown will be on the stage of the Ethel Barrymore Theater on Broadway, November 22nd to the 27th. But to get ready for that, he'll be at UPAC in Kingston on the 17th at 8 o'clock, the Ulster County Performing Arts Center. It is a pre-Broadway warm-up and a great show. Alton Brown, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Have a great tour and have a great time on Broadway.
Thank you very, very, very much.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, culinary superstar Alton Brown will be in Alton Brown Live. Eat Your Science, coming to the Ulster County Performing Arts Center on Thursday, November 17th at 8 p.m. The Broadway run begins November 22nd through the 27th. AltonBrown.com. For more information, you can go to AltonBrown.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.